with a little love and some tenderness.
I fucking hate, okay, this is embarrassing. This is okay, so this is a combo show between Local is Lethal and Broads at Brunch. We're trying to put more shows up because we have an internet connection at the studio now somehow. And so we're
stop stealing.
Yeah. And we're trying to spit out shows more rapidly so that we can give everybody more content. So this is just one of those things where we're going to just kind of bullshit around and hopefully something cool will come out of it. It'll be posted on both feeds. And if you're unfamiliar with me, I'm John. I'm from a show called Local is Lethal, which is like a guy version of Broads at Brunch. And Ashley is here and Terry's here. They are on Broads at Brunch. So if you are familiar with my show, but you're not familiar with them, you're going to be familiar with them now. So, this band that we're playing now is Hootie and the Blowfish. This is an embarrassing thing. I this was one of the first CDs that I ever, got, and it was gifted to me. And I remember the Christmas that I got this, because I was like, oh, okay.
Great, thanks. Thanks. Yeah. So much. Oh, yeah.
I think, I guess, a pair of black Nike shorts, basketball shorts, too, at Christmas. But, so what we're going to do here, we just found out that Ashley dated a man that was from Michigan. And he, Hootie and the Blowfish, I guess, one of his favorite bands or whatever. So that's why we're playing this. He now has a YouTube channel, and it's quite. I asked actually not to hear any more about it because I heard about this maybe about 2 months ago, and since then I've completely forgot about it. And she's like, "Oh yeah, you know." She's like, "Look at YouTube," and like, "Oh yeah, you got to see this." And like, I just see this man with a cab driver hat, and it's like the fucking he's sitting on his couch.
He's in like a living room.
Yeah, it's like if you're sitting across a coffee table from someone, and they're just, you know, let's just. I'm going to talk to you a little bit. And then here's, and they got like this graphic design thing, and it's called Make Today Great, but it's with an 8.
GR 8.
Yeah.
Number
so,
8.
We're going to go to the clip here. So
wait, let me set this up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, I dated this guy when I was in college, like sophomore, freshman year, something like around that time. I was young. And, we talked about him in a previous episode of Broads at Brunch. He was the wheelchair basketball coach for the university.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
And he... let's see what else. He was the one that cheated on me with the stripper that we talk about.
Oh, my God. This is the guy?
This is the guy. Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
So he cheated on me with a stripper, found out about his silver bullet addiction.
That's a local strip club.
Mm-hmm. And
oh, so he's the one that's in the wheelchair.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's sitting down in the video.
Yes, he will be sitting down in the video. Yeah. So I was actually on Facebook a few months ago, and I saw this video pop up, and I was like, "What is this?"
So
what?
He's sharing it with he wants people to be like I kind of keep the podcast off of my personal profile.
Yeah. So do I.
Because it's not so much that I want all of my Facebook pals to like go listen, and I know that they
exactly.
won't.
Yeah.
I want podcast people to listen. So like whenever I see somebody that's doing that, it's like, wow, okay. You got kind of got to be into like doing YouTube videos and checking them out to like want to see this.
So they have a
especially if it's of somebody that you know,
right?
I mean?
They have a Facebook page, or he has a Facebook page. It's Make Today Great. 7 people like it, and it was
seven.
I can guarantee you that 2 of them are his mother and his sister. So yeah, he joined February 13th. So this is when this all started.
Oh my.
Oh, so this is actually very recent. So whenever you've told me about this, this is like when it came out.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's why there's only 7 people. I mean, it's only been on since February. Come on.
Sure. I'm sure that's it.
Huh? Sure.
So I'm just going to go ahead and go into, I believe this was the first video that was ever posted, and it's titled Inspiration. Okay.
God, I need some
shit.
Now, when I was with him, he was not like this. He was very much into like gangster rap, and he was
lose yourself in the
he was like
the moment you own it.
Please keep going. He was a like a bra. Like he dressed in all like Nike apparel. And he was.
Does the wheelchair have rims on it?
No, but he did have some rims for a joke that were in his garage. That was they were passed around the wheelchair basketball team.
Did they spin? Were
they
spinners?
Were spinners, yeah. So yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and play this video.
Okay, production value good. Actually horrible.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Make Today Great. My name is Matt, and this is my new channel.
He's still wearing Nike clothes.
I'm trying to start and put on YouTube.
I'm trying to start
YouTube. Been watching all kinds of different videos and channels, and subscribing to people and all that. And I thought it's to the point now where I really should start giving more to YouTube and start posting some videos.
I am acting like
and
a 14-year-old.
Friends and family that would like to do that too. So I thought, you know, why not do it?
Get a better mic.
And I thought that this channel and this kind of idea. Is just like the title says, make today great. I want to make
it's so bad, right? It's so bad. It's almost hard to watch.
Again, this is not about.
This is what I would give to somebody if they were contemplating suicide and they just wanted to get it over with.
Where I can kind of share my experiences and things that I do.
I think I'm going to commit suicide. Well, that's an option.
And I want to hear about you too. I want to hear about.
If you're really serious about it, listen to Make Today Great.
Videos and what inspires you. To have a great day.
Okay, he's recording this. He's recording this with a Mac because I see the light. Like
about inspiration.
Okay, so I can see the like. You know when your computer goes to sleep and it gets dim. That just happened on his face, and I saw him take his hand and go over the trackpad, and it like lit back up again. So he's recording this with
a Mac
with
that's
a Mac.
Constantly falling asleep. He's so boring.
His Mac will fall asleep. But it does. The production value does get better in some of the more recent.
Maybe he gets sponsors
episodes.
From.
So
Grandma
I think that I think that he is actually invested in some equipment to make
today great.
Do we see
to
like an improvement
greater.
In production
yes.
as the videos progress?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see.
I've been inspired to make these videos for you and make them for myself as well.
Thanks, pal. What's his name?
Matt.
Matt.
Great.
Thanks, Matt.
Manage that. But to think, really, what is inspiration, and what does it really mean for everyone? And you know, Webster's has a couple of different definitions for it, but the one that I really like the most is this idea of drawing.
I really hate it when people are about to make a point and then they talk about a word.
A word?
And then what they do is they're like,
the definition.
The definition of this, according to Webster's, is because this is obviously how I would start either
graduation ceremony
speech, a wedding speech, book report, YouTube video.
Apparently,
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, by the way. It would be like if I started every single show and was like, Webster's did here. Hold on. No, we're just going to do it. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to look up in the fucking dictionary. Podcast.
John's not retarded. He's just got his electric cigarette in his mouth.
The definition of podcast, according to the Apple Dictionary, is an audio broadcast available as an MP3 file that you play on a portable music player such as an iPod or a computer. Okay, we can keep going now. Everybody knows what's happening.
We got
Shut the fuck up.
Start talking. Okay, ready?
Inspire me, fucker.
I've got it written here on the screen, so I'm looking at it. The act of drawing in, specifically the drawing of air into the lungs. And I love that concept because the concept being that you are bringing something in and you're filling your body up with it, and just like a good breath of air. And when you get inspired, that's the same kind of idea. So you're taking something in, you get so excited about it, and it's there. But just like that same breath, it's there for a moment, and then you have to exhale, and you end up losing that inspiration. I know.
What was the definition you read?
Something about lungs through the air.
To take air into the lungs.
It sounds similar to aspiration, but with particles of food into your lungs.
What an idiot.
And you've been inspired for a little while, and then that started to fade away. And you could always be inspired again by taking that breath back in. You just haven't done it yet.
Sorry, but you can't just inspire yourself. Oh, I'm going to inspire myself. All right, now I'm going to write. Now I'm going to paint.
What you want to do. What makes you happy. So that inspiration, take that breath in and hold it in for as long as you can.
What?
Or when you exhale, let's breathe again.
Okay. Let's breathe again. Okay.
Let's breathe again.
Let's breathe again.
This is my first video, at this channel, this new channel that I have here, Make Today Great. Remember, if you want to share with your friends, I'm going to have a Twitter, Facebook, here on YouTube, everything that I can to try to spread all the inspiration and all the good feelings to make today great on these channels. Remember, it's Make Today G-R-8.
Oh, my God. Sound clip. Remember, it's Make Today
G-R-8.
My name is Matt. This is my first video, like I said. And
shut the fuck
make sure
up.
You
I am not inspired one moment except Thanks. For to punch him in his fucking...
Shall we go to a... Please subscribe! YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Make today great! Okay. here's a... Let's go to a more recent one. Let's see. Growing up, not growing older. How do we feel about treat yourself? Or wakey wakey? Audience, pull the audience. Add, don't subtract. Smile. Growing up, not growing old. Treat yourself. Or wakey wakey?
Let's treat yourself.
You want to treat yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I like to treat myself.
Me too. I haven't treated myself
yet
today. Hey
everyone, and welcome to Make Today Great.
Is he outside now?
Yeah.
A little bit personal, where I'm a little bit closer to you guys.
Okay.
got off the stand, and now I'm holding the camera, kind of do a little more vlogging, personalized stuff.
You're holding the fucking camera.
Because I've been pretty busy the last
so
couple
bad.
Weeks and haven't really been able to do as many videos as what
Does
I would
he
like
pause?
To do. And I'm switching up as well, and I'm not in my...
Does he ever address the fact that he is, in fact, a cripple?
No. Which is amazing to me. He is, in fact, a cripple. No, which I've thought about before, because I've been like, so all these people are, like, there's one where he's in his car, which has been taken off the internet due to copyright infringement.
Why?
I don't know.
Did he have songs playing?
I'm sure he did. And so when you click that one, it's, and so there's one where he's in his car, but mostly he's just sitting on a couch. So the viewing audience of Make Today Great, a whole whopping 7 people. And I bet he's getting really excited because this video had 58 views and 1 like. Okay. And I can now show this to all my friends and make his views go up. But really, I mean, he's going to continue making these videos if people watch this just to, like, fucking poke fun at it. Okay.
Right.
Living room, but I am on my porch of my apartment where I can see a lot of mountains in the city of Vancouver. If you guys can take a look out there.
Oh, yeah.
Got a pretty cool scape of what I got going on here.
Scape? Why don't you try to start the video over and just do it again?
Treating yourselves. I know a lot of people have, you know, had some rough times recently and rough couple of years.
I've
been busy myself doing all kinds of things, and you really get stressed out with all the stuff that you have to do outside of what your personal life is. And there's going to be a point where you've got to be able to treat yourself and take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, no.
Who will?
Yeah, you
and
have
I want
to take
you to be able
yourself.
To take that opportunity today or sometime this week to make your day great by taking care of yourself. An example for me is that, you know, I've got my head buzzed and I could probably do this myself pretty easily. I've got clippers to be able to cut my hair, but
you can do that, you fucking cripple.
To go to an old school barber shop, you know, get there where you've got the older guys and the cool barber chairs and kind of the older thing
that you can't sit in.
No,
you can't sit in it because you're in a wheelchair.
No,
you force him to watch. You keep pausing. You force everyone in the barbershop to witness the weird thing of you being very determined that you're actually going to pull yourself out of your fucking chair and sit down into another one. Stop.
I'd like to address that. Let's be fair here. It's not like, I mean, he's been in a wheelchair since he was 7 or 8. It's not like he has a hard time getting
right.
in and out of a wheelchair.
Got great upper body strength.
I know a lot about that upper body strength, actually. So
sure.
Let's be fair.
There.
It takes a lot
it's
of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
Yeah.
The atmosphere and the people interaction, and you know, you get there.
Yeah, I get real electric every time I go into a barber shop.
And, you know, they shave you up just right.
Treat yourself.
Blade with the hot shaving cream, and one of the unique things with this is that the guy put this weird contraption on his hand, and he was giving me a shoulder massage at the end of the haircut, which was something I've never had before, which was kind of cool.
That's because they're like, oh, this poor boy. Let's make his day here. Hey, Cheryl, go grab that vibrator.
Go grab your magic bullet.
Go grab your magic bullet. You know that thing I bought for you for our anniversary? He won't know. He's crippled. He won't know.
This is great.
It's great.
But again, it was just a moment where I could take, you know, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, and treated myself to something that wasn't really that expensive, but I treated myself with something that was really good that I enjoyed and got myself to relax a little bit. Also, it's something, too, that's going to make you feel good. You know, a haircut, a new new shirt. Just something that
makes Terry feel
like a new person and a new start.
Yeah, 20 of those new
views feel good about yourself.
In the mail the other
that
day.
That can be external things, but it's also internal things, too. But, so yeah, that's kind of what my little piece for today is, to make sure to take care of yourself. And you don't have to spend much. You know, if you want to get your nails done, ladies, you can do them yourselves. Or you can go out and do something else. And, guys, a haircut's good, but whatever else you need.
But a blowjob from a hooker is better.
I'm enjoying making these videos for you guys. I'm having a lot of fun.
That's great.
Sometimes you just want to treat yourself. You just want to maybe go to a strip club.
But if you have
and get a blowjob from a girl with pink hair.
Now we're totally ruining his career right now because...
Why?
Well, he's not going to have one, but if he were to have some sort of career with Make Today Great, because there are some people that would totally buy into this.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know?
He's so inspired, and he helps me with my day-to-day because sometimes I just don't know that I could spend that extra few dollars to get a back rub after a fucking haircut.
Well, he said it's okay. No, somebody would think this is... There are people out there that would be like, he's young, and especially if they knew he was in a wheelchair, they would listen to anything he had to say.
Oh, yeah.
Which he should be marketing.
It's my moral imperative as a Christian to listen to this man in a wheelchair.
Exactly. I don't know what he's doing. Great.
I just get so depressed and sad and saddened, and I just...
I could be in a wheelchair.
Hard, yeah.
You know what? That young man at that YouTube video, he's in a wheelchair, and he makes today great. Ugh. Okay, so...
I can't do my work! I don't know why.
So, that's that. So, that's been fun to follow.
So, what is it? So, how often does he do these? Are there any comments? Love you, son.
I'm going to look. Okay, so we'll wakey wakey. No, there are no comments. I watched that today. It's the new one. Let's see. Reach out, clean out, or get out.
I love that title.
No comments. No. But this is.
Done. And it's just a loop. It's a garage band loop. It's just like.
Yeah. And then no comments, but 45 views on that one.
Here, hold on, we're gonna do our own. Let's do our own thing. We can do a all right, we're gonna start doing this for the intros to the show. Hey, everybody. This is localist Lethal and Bronze at Brunch, everybody. Check it out.
That's so edgy.
Somebody, it sounds edgy, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and
it does.
Like, then you can do a little thing where you put more on it. You could go, like, we could go, and then the intro or the outro is this.
Yeah.
See? All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. These are generic drum sounds I'm using to talk over. This is for a YouTube video, and I have no production skills whatsoever, but this sounds professional in my mind.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Make Today Great. As always, I'm Matt, and this is my channel, just to kind of give you guys a little inspiration to make your day great. And today is great.
It really amps it up, doesn't it?
It's my birthday.
Oh, it's his birthday.
Yes, I am 27 years old today, and so I am enjoying my birthday.
So he was an older gentleman.
Still working, running, doing a basketball camp. camp today?
Yeah, he'll always say I'm running a basketball camp, but nobody, I could, when
They're wheeling a basketball camp.
No, but it's like, when I was dating him, when I was dating him, like,
hope the fucking gym has a ramp.
I would, like, there would be girls on the team, or like, that were dating other guys on the wheelchair basketball team, and they would always be like, yeah, my boyfriend plays basketball for U of I, and I would always be that bitch that would be like, yeah, let's, come on, it's not that. Athletes, yes, and great athletes, but it's wheelchair basketball. Let's get that right off the bat. We'll just take care of that.
Yeah,
my boyfriend plays basketball for U of I.
Yeah, he sort of does.
Oh, what is he redshirted? No, he plays wheelchair basketball.
Okay, so he's retarded. Oh. No, he's just in a wheelchair.
Oh, and then
he's talented. They're all really talented.
And then they get really quiet, and then the next question, you can just see it going through their head, like they want to ask you about your sex life.
Oh, are you dating D Brown?
And
oh yeah, that was the first thing I asked him. Like, so what was it like fucking a guy in a wheelchair? Like, did you jump on the chair like Lieutenant Dan Taylor?
No.
Or was it, you know,
just normal sex?
Because, you know, I don't know.
But that's everybody. Everybody wants to know that.
You know, the only difference between them and the people that are on the regular men's team is just that they can't walk. And I know that there's a lot of guys on the wheelchair team that could probably play professional ball if they had usage of their leg. No, they couldn't.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I know that couldn't. I know that people, you know, who are like in wheelchairs, they
can get actually out. A fuck ton of people try out for it. It's like actually super competitive. I will stand up for that because they are like really amazing athletes.
Oh, I'm not knocking. My question is, it's like, obviously I know that he can get it up, but does he feel it?
Yeah, because, well, I don't know. Every injury is different, right?
But I just meant in your case.
Yeah, because he had an incomplete spinal cord injury, which means that he can still move his legs.
Okay.
But he can't, like, well, here, this is pretty funny. This is a news piece that CBS did on the
University. Well, the NCAA.
Start over.
Is all. Well, the NCAA men's basketball championship is on the line here on
He's
CBS
laughing.
Tonight between
He's laughing.
UCLA and Florida, and another men's college basketball championship was decided over the weekend. The athletes there have a different way of getting up and down the court, but man, can they play.
Why did he start laughing?
Right.
He's like the real players.
Heartless bastard.
We don't usually start a story with the ending, but at the College Wheelchair Division I Basketball Championship, Texas Arlington versus Wisconsin Whitewater, the game's tied, seconds left. Texas sophomore David Gonzalez throws up a prayer. Fans storm the floor. Parents cry. A coach congratulates his player.
Oh my God, I'm going
to
cry.
If you're starting to get sentimental about now, perhaps feeling sorry for one of these players. There's one thing I learned about this game we all should know. No one around here uses the I word.
We don't want the I word, you know?
Inspiration?
Yeah. Or inspirational.
Usually it comes at the end after the story, and the reporters are looking at each other like, wow, those kids really are an inspiration. And every time we see that, you know, they did it again.
These guys want respect as hardworking athletes, more fans in the stands, and less sympathy from outsiders.
What pisses me off as a wheelchair athlete...
Oh, language!
Sort of looking at this, you know, sort of, oh...
It's a family program.
You. You're getting out, you're doing something.
And trust me, it's something most of us could never do.
Oh, man.
There are 13 colleges in the country that now offer men's and women's wheelchair basketball.
You get the gist.
Wow. Inspiration. That's the word he's using.
Yeah, this is what I'm loving about it. I was just going to say that.
They don't probably like him a lot, do they?
No. Like, okay, so...
Is he a well-liked person by the wheelchaired community? By the seated community?
The seated community.
Oh, my God.
So, when I was seeing him, like, he wasn't like this, so I don't know. Everybody loved him. But I thought of him as just a cheating asshole, and I ripped him apart all the time, because I knew he was cheating on me.
Stand up for yourself!
The entire time that was good. The entire time that, like, we were seeing
He probably
each
got
other.
Herpes from a stripper. That's why he's doing these videos now.
Yeah, he probably did. And like,
oh, you're so sweet. Oh, you're in a chair.
Ugh. So gross. Oh, man.
Well, since he hasn't told, you know, at the Make It Great channel that he's in a wheelchair, and I don't think this has to do with anything with wheelchair basketball, the Make It Great videos.
Maybe he's just doing
it. So he's just trying to inspire anybody who's in a wheelchair or has crutches or on their own 2 feet or maybe one leg no breasts or, you know, a hair lip scar. You know,
possibly one testicle.
These videos are not just aimed at the wheelchair community, I'm assuming.
I don't think that they are. They're not aimed at the wheelchair community, I'm guessing. But so the guy in this video that was talking about inspiration. Actually, I know him really well. He's really awesome. He's one of my good friends. And
is he listening?
I said to him, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Have you seen the Matt's videos that he's posting? Like, what? This is a joke, right? And he like laughed. He was like, I know, it's fucking hilarious, right? And I was like, yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. And then so I was looking on that page and I looked and I saw that he was one of the people that had liked Make Today Great on the Facebook page. And I texted him and I was like, you fucking sellout. Like, you liked it. You liked it. And he's like, I had to, like, we grew up together. Like, I had to, I felt awful because he was pestering me about it. He's like that. You're my friend. Like it. Anyway. Yeah.
Is there more? Let's do more.
You want to do more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay. Let's do the clean up, get out, or go home.
Yeah, that one's good.
Okay. Stand up, walk out.
Sounds sassy.
It sounds sassy, yeah.
Get up. Oh, it's
stand up.
It's
walk
right now.
Stand up, walk out, or yes. Sit down.
Shit. My name is Matt, and this is my channel, trying to give you a little bit of inspiration to make your day great. I got all dressed up for you guys, really nice. I just got back from a little event presentation. One of my coworkers actually was awarded an award.
Oh, good.
Really cool.
And you see how he always skips around the idea that he's in a wheelchair? Like, he could have been like...
He's sitting on a comfy couch.
He is. I'm just a chill guy.
I don't
have a problem at all.
Well, he's like, one of my coworkers got an award, and he could have been like, one of my coaching partners was awarded an ESPY for outgoing wheelchair athlete or best wheelchair athlete. Like, no, he always like dances around.
He's not dancing around much.
Actually, my mom, when she met him, it was so funny.
Can he dance?
No, my mom ripped him a new asshole.
How's he going to dance at your wedding?
So, no.
How did she get him up out of his chair to rip his asshole?
She did. No, so basically, like, we were driving to Michigan, and, like, she was meeting us somewhere so that she could pick me up and take me home. And so we were in a fight because he wasn't helping me with my bags, and I was like, come on, like, get out of the fucking car, help me, this is fucking heavy.
I can't.
No, he was just choosing not to and being an asshole. And I was like, just get the fuck out of the car, like, help me pick these, they're heavy. I have presents for my entire fucking family. This will take 2 seconds if you help me. And he wouldn't do it. And finally, like, so my mom walks up on us, like, fighting. And he says something to her, like, yeah, we had a good drive. The drive was good, you know.
Ashley's a huge bitch, but drive was good.
He's like, yeah, the drive was good. We played some music, did some dancing, and she looks at him and she goes, yeah, I bet you're a really good dancer, Matt.
Ooh. Damn.
Sassy. Anyway, that was funny.
All right, let's listen
to that. Hold on. We have to go back to the video with this. Hold on.
Wanted to take advantage of this time.
Take this rather, advantage?
To talk with you guys a little bit more and give you another tidbit. I know I didn't do anything earlier this week, so I want to try to throw something at you before the end of the week to make sure we can make your day great.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give you options. We're going to have options today.
Turn off the video now and go walk somewhere. Out, remain seated.
Oh, wait, look it.
And get out.
Ooh.
Okay, so one of those three options. We're going to start
with the bottom. They flashed.
Get out. Get outside the house, get away from work, get an opportunity to go outside and enjoy something outside. Go for a walk, walk the dog, walk with the kids.
How many times can I say walk?
Go outside and do something you wouldn't normally do out in nature to enjoy yourself. Okay, so we're getting out. That's one of the...
You know what he's doing?
One option.
He's doing all this, and then after about maybe 20 videos and he has like a big base, what he's going to do is he's going to come out as a wheelchair person.
He's like,
he is. Well, I don't know if he's smart enough to do that.
I've got something to tell you guys.
He's going to come out as seated. That's what he's going to do. I actually don't stand up a whole lot.
The reason I tell you to get out, reach out, or clean out is because
I can.
Because I have made the best out of my life, and
I'm like, oh, he's so inspirational. And, they're like,
the camera's gonna zoom down to his wheels, and they're like,
no, there's no zooming power.
Well, it's the only episode that he's gonna have where there's actually a cameraman.
Right, right.
I guarantee that's
going to
be holding.
It's going to it's going to be like this. It's going to be a blank screen. You're just going to see the couch, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's going to be zoomed out. So you're going to see the couch, no one's sitting in it.
And you're like, that's the couch that he sits in. He's going to come sit down
in
it.
He's going to come sit down
in it. Wheels over.
And he wheels over.
20 minutes of him trying to sit down into the couch.
And he's going to be like, "Folks, there's something that you're learning about me today." And
that's right. Mom, Dad, I'm in a wheelchair.
Oh.
All right. Options. The other one, clean out. I want you to pick something that you're going to need to clean and get it done today. All right? Pick the day where it'd be that junk drawer that's just full of a bunch of stuff that you really need to clear out. Clear that out. Clear out a closet.
Oh my God.
Give some stuff to charity.
This is awful.
I know. It's the worst thing ever. How do you think I feel? I just have sex with this man.
I don't feel like making today great. I feel depressed after listening to this shit. I feel like
I want you to reach out.
Somebody needs to call him up and be like, stop.
Stop.
Reach out to somebody
that you haven't talked to in a long time. And if you're not having anybody like that, I want you to reach out to somebody that you might not talk to all the time and want to reach out to and make a connection that you've missed. I want to take the opportunity, and I'm going to use the option of reaching out. And
is he going to call somebody while he's recording?
Reaching out is anybody.
Is he going to do a phoner?
No, he's going to talk about his sister.
Oh, shit.
Email. But I think we've lost the art of writing letters. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a letter to someone to reach out to them and kind of tell them how they affected my life and what they mean to me. And the person that I'm going to be writing to is my sister, Erica. She is an amazing person, always hilarious, always cracking jokes, somebody that I can relate to all the time, and no matter what we're hanging out, we're always finishing each other's sentences and just having a great time. And I don't always, I think I very rarely express my love for her, and it's not really a brotherly thing to, say to him, hey, I love you. But I want to take that opportunity.
In what family do you not tell your family?
Why not, asshole? I tell my sisters I love them.
All kinds of great things with her life, and to know that I'm there for her as her big brother, and that I love her. So I love you, Erica. Reaching out to her by letter.
Oh my God, your brother shouted out you last night on Make It Great.
Don't watch this until you get the letter. So
don't watch this until you get the letter. Did you hear that?
Clean out or get out.
I should have said that at the beginning of the video, but I have no idea what I'm doing.
Great. I'm Matt. This is Make Today Great, and I hope that I've helped you make today great.
You haven't done dick for me.
Bring it out to your friends. Like this video, add some comments below,
Ashley,
and give
like
me
it.
Some ideas of what things you've done to make
like it.
Well.
Magzilla's gonna like it though.
Gotta be a good life.
Ooh, that was nice. That was a nice effect.
Yeah.
That was nice. See, production quality is progressing.
Yeah, he just figured out GarageBand in an afternoon.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm exhausted from all that inspirational video.
I am
footage. Inspired.
I feel fucking dirty. I feel like I just am taking a break from church camp.
It's awful.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna go to break really quick, and we'll be back with some. I don't know. We'll talk about Terry's been depressed. I've been sick. We'll do some things, okay?
Ashley's got
what should we go to break
a new
with?
Project.
Oh, I do have a new project.
What should we go to break with?
Some GarageBand beats, possibly. Yeah. I'd like to hear. We should end with that. We'll do this.
Hey, hold on a second. I just found this song on my computer. This song, actually, I just want to share something personal.
Okay.
Because that's kind of where this episode is going.
Right.
Feelings.
Yeah. This song, is a song that reminds me of a time in my life in seventh grade. The song was on the radio, and I was masturbating in the shower to Carmen Electra. And it was one of the first times I ever orgasmed to my own hand. And this is Third Eye Blind. How's it gonna be? We'll be right back. I'm only pretty sure that I can't take anymore before you take a swing. I wonder, what are we fighting for? When I say out loud, I wanna get out of this. I wonder, is there anything I'm gonna miss? I wonder how it's gonna be when you don't know me. How's it gonna be when you show I'm not there? How's it gonna be when there's no one there to talk to between you and me? 'Cause I don't care. How's it gonna be? Welcome back. I told everybody after I muted the mic, I was like, actually that was true. And Terry's like, I just thought the lead singer was really hot. I don't know what he looks like. I have no idea what he looks like. I think that I always get Third Eye Blind screwed up with
Matchbox 20,
them or the guys from Eve 6. I have no idea. It's all
Eve 6. The lead singer is a redhead.
Is he?
Ginger.
Yeah.
Do you like the ginge?
I've only been attracted to like two or three redhead people in my whole entire life.
Huh.
I like ginge. I've actually dated a few gingers.
No, I'd say a handful or less.
Let me look this gentleman up. I don't know. I don't remember what he looks like.
He's in an Alanis Morissette video.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Why was he in the video?
I think that her and him are just really good friends, and there was a bunch of kind of people. It was just a weird video. It was for the video for, let me think.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember these guys at all.
We're talking about Third Eye Blind?
Yeah, I'm doing a Google image on him, and I don't remember. Oh, I guess the singer. Yeah, the singer with the short hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I remember him from some video somewhere.
Third Eye Blind near ship.
I didn't what? Mean. I meant to hit images, and I hit maps, and it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd do him. I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers.
They're all so awful crackers. Looking. Oh God. I have a friend. She is still obsessed with Third Eye Blind. She goes to like a Third Eye Blind show like once a
Wait,
year.
They still like make albums?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they still make
they're
albums.
They're like that band. They're like that band Train, where they play like every state fair in America yep. and have a song like on the female oriented like light rock station.
Uh huh.
And it's like, and coming up this August, Mix 94.5 presents Train. And then it goes into their song, and then it's like,
Drops of Jupiter in her hair.
Oh, God.
Get your tickets now before they sell out, folks. They're selling fast.
Yeah, this is
for six nights only.
This is it. For 1 week only, Drops of Jupiter or the Train will be playing their song, Drops of Jupiter. You know, it's like they come into the radio station, they do an interview, they'll do like a whole thing.
Go to our website for VIP backstage pass tickets.
Oh yeah, the fucking radio
with
station
with a free
website.
Fried chicken dinner afterwards.
No, it's like God. enter like Champaign County Idol to sing your way to a pair of backstage tickets to meet Third Eye Blind.
Oh yeah, everybody knows about that shit. It's not even funny anymore. And radio station websites are all such a crock of shit. Like it's all like you know that. There's like a service that they subscribe to where it's like for female stations, it'll be like recipes that get put onto their website, or for like a male oriented thing, it's called Thong of the Day. And what Thong of the Day is every radio station gets this update to their page from another site, which is just a girl in a thong. And they think that that's going to drive people to their website. I don't know if they know about, you know, Pornhub, Spankwire, X-Hamster, a thousand X-Video. Other things. Yeah.
X-Hamster?
Yeah, X-Hamster.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's like the owner of the bar that I work at night. He gets a weekly update on Sunday. It's called Thylights. And so it's
Thylights?
Like, yeah. So it'll be images of like soccer players or track stars that like you
oh,
know,
like highlights but
highlights and their thighs are like contracted and sweaty and you know their shorts are going up because like their balls are about ready to fall out, and so it's called Thylights, and he gets them every Sunday.
That's fucking
and he gets
hilarious.
This he does yeah,
and he shows me, he's like, look at this thylight,
look at this thylight.
He's like, Terry, come over here.
Yeah, I love him.
I got a thylight to show
the
you
the name fucking Thylights makes me giggle.
It is really funny.
It's amazing.
It is funny.
Oh, let's see if I can pull up Thylights.
Thylights.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do Thylights.
Mm-hmm. Here, I can probably do it. Can you turn my mic up a little bit?
Yeah, uh-huh. See if you can pull it up over there. Yeah, see?
Thylights. It's through Jezebel.
Yeah.
What's Jezebel?
It's like a
internet rag type thing, like Perez Hilton type stuff, right?
It's female. It's geared towards female... If to a female audience and
or gay man
and well their tagline is celebrity sex fashion for women.
Okay
and Thylights.
Oh, so it'll say like for your thighs only.
For your thighs only, Thylights.
Or enjoy some barely legal thighs.
They have those? They have a barely legal sex in the Thylights?
College. Yeah,
here's some college track athletes doing the steeplechase.
Doing the steeplechase.
Wait, hold on. Let me see this.
See what I see when I see that is I see a picture that would be in Sports Illustrated. You see something erotic.
Yeah. Well, that's because of the way that it's...
Look at those thylights, though, like where the shorts are bunching towards the crotch region.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I These are... Okay, basically
it's
what
Sports
this is...
Sports Illustrated.
Basically what this is photos of athletes.
Yeah,
all this is.
All it is... This one is tangled up in glutes. This thigh is tangled in glitch.
It's just two guys trying to kick the same ball.
Easter leg hunt.
Keep your thighs on the ball. It's just pictures of soccer players. That's all.
So it's funny.
Okay, so we found a way to get a bunch of free pictures of sports
Wait,
athletes.
Wait, so now is this for the jockey's
the guy
thighs?
Riding a horse.
Or is this the horse's thighs?
The horse's thighs.
Oh, God.
Thigh on thigh. Ooh. Thigh diving. Ooh, we've got some divers here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thigh diving.
Ooh. Well, I'd go off that
synchronized.
Thigh dive.
Look at those abs. Mm.
Irish thighs are smiling. From your hips to God's ears. Banana split. This is a hurdler.
Got
a guy jumping.
Highlights.
Thighs on ice.
Ooh, speed skater's got some thick ass legs and big old bubble butts. I love me a speed skater. Y'all didn't know I'm an ass man.
Really?
Yeah, he's an ass man.
Is there like a man ass fetish? Is there like a, like, what does a man ass look like? That is it like a good ass?
Just what? A good ass? It's
round,
a good ass.
And bubbly and just, you could eat a rack.
I'll
of,
show you
could
you.
Set a rack of ribs on it.
you can
set a rack of ribs on
a bird
this
can
mixer.
Perch on it.
The table. The...
There's just something about a naked, muscular bubble butt that just drives me fucking crazy. I just want to bury my face in it.
After this, we got to go to Thong of the Day.
Well, I typed in great ass. Whoa. It's just a bunch of girls with
great,
thongs on.
You need to type in great,
fuck
great,
yeah.
great man asses.
Great
those
man
are just...
ass. Great man ass.
Those don't even look like great man asses.
These are just bad. These
it's because your safe search is probably turned on.
Yeah, your safe search is on.
Oh, off. Off.
If you got an internet
here
connection,
go.
There we go. Like, look at that bubble.
There's a good ass.
Good God.
There's a good ass.
Sit on my face.
Sit on my face. Oh, wow. That is not an ass.
That's not an ass. That's a girl
that's
fucking
a girl
puking up her lunch.
Throwing
a whole dick in her mouth.
And down her throat.
Some cum face for ya. Look at this Asian girl licking a penis.
Oh,
sweet
you.
Japanese teen doing great head.
What's that one? You can...
Oh, this is cute.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, fuck.
You can see that. The hairy ass and the cash and prizes.
That sucks.
That's a great man ass.
This is a good bum.
Yeah, doesn't that just drive you crazy, Ashley?
That's a lovely bum. I'm going to start telling that, saying that to men. You have a lovely bum.
Oh, look at that whisker biscuit.
What do you call it?
Pardon me?
Whisker biscuit.
What is that?
Vagina.
A whisker biscuit.
Look at her walnut.
Vaginas are so ugly.
They are.
They're
the
not.
Ugliest fucking thing on the face of the planet.
They are not.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
John, you think they're a beautiful flower?
Dude, there's nothing attractive about any of them. The innies, the outies. The hairy, the shaved.
I should be doing this on incognito Google.
Why?
Wait, what's incognito Google?
Oh, it's basically made for porn. It doesn't save anything.
Really?
Yeah, it says pages you view in this window won't appear in your browser history.
Whoa, what is this
history.
That you have?
It's with any Google Chrome.
Where do you find... Oh, I don't have Google Chrome.
Oh, I need to get Google Chrome.
I've been invited, but I've just...
So it says they won't leave other traces like cookies on your computer after you've closed all open incognito windows. Any files you download or bookmark... any files you download or bookmark...
Does Google do this?
Yeah, it's...
Okay, no. They're recording it, all of it, and saving it forever.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, this is like the thing that you go to where it's like,
Have you ever seen pictures of clits? They're weird. Like enlarged clits. There are women that have
like
huge
big
clits.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's look at them.
Big clit.
Big clit. Oh my God. What the fuck is that?
That's a big clit, Terry.
It's a giant clit.
It looks like a penis.
Yeah, it basically looks like a small head of a penis.
That's fucking terrifying. Look at this one. My God.
That's big.
That is a giant clit.
Wait, go back.
Oh my God,
one.
Look at this one.
Oh my God. Oh my.
It's like a little micro
fucking
peen.
Lanta.
Oh my God, look at this gross vagina.
Ew, looks like shit's been burned off that one.
That one's nast. Vaginas are so...
Wait a minute.
This isn't right. This is so disgusting.
Oh, God. Are these like hormonal things? Like, are these women going trying to have a sex change? Or?
No, it's. I mean, every one of them is different.
Have you ever encountered a giant clit, John?
Not one that big. No,
that one you could put on like you could put those on like hot dog buns.
No. What it is it's basically it's the size of if you have like I for a man I have pretty like slender fingers I guess like the size of my ring finger. Like, that's about, like, the tip of it. That's about how big.
We're looking at more bums, John. Guys' asses.
Oh, yeah. Clits are out.
Okay.
Big clits are out these days.
Well.
Wait. So, what's the biggest clit you've ever seen? How big was it?
Let's see.
Is it, like, extra sensitive or is it just normally sensitive?
Well, I mean, it's sensitive.
It's easier to find.
Well, the thing is that that's, like, the most sensitive part. So, if it's always covered up. Then it's super sensitive. Like if you're circumcised, the tip of your penis is the most sensitive part of your body, which probably contributes to the amount that guys think about sex because the most sensitive part of their body is constantly rubbing up against their pants. So you're all like, it's always triggering that part of your brain, right? But if you're circumcised, that part it's like covered up a little bit, so it's not, you know what I mean?
Damn it!
So,
I wish I wasn't circumcised.
So if you're
you do
clit is. If your clitoris is covered up with skin and it's small, it might be, I don't know, you know.
I think that it would be rubbing up against your panties, so it wouldn't be as sensitive.
Why do I wish I was circumcised?
You are not?
No, I am. Why? Because I just said I wish I wasn't. That way my head of my penis would be more sensitive.
Well, I don't know. It's always weird to encounter.
Jesus Christ.
It always like.
See, I turned my
you.
Safe search off and I got a ton more results than you did. Holy shit. Oh my God.
What are you looking at? Big clits?
It's a 60 car train wreck. Just John's just. Oh,
are you looking at big
God.
Clits?
Oh, that's a dick.
That's a dick.
Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
Holy shit. Okay, there's nothing on here. Oh God. There's nothing on here that I've seen before. That's all. I've just saw that all for the first time.
Okay.
There was one that was literally like, it looked like a serrano pepper.
Oh my God.
She could fuck you with her big clit.
Yeah. That's
That'll be burning your brain for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine coming across that? How terrifying that would be?
Well, I would hope that she would at least have the decency to just tell me, like, look, I have a huge fucking clit. Like, you have to be like, not, I mean, you know, because every one of them is very different. You know, it's like,
look, dude, I got a big fucking clit. Yeah. Just gonna warn you right now.
Like, That's
like
what,
the Great Wall of China. You can see it from space.
Yeah. No, this you could probably see through pants. Yeah. No shit.
Jeggings for you.
But I mean, yeah, that was
hold on.
That was like a transsexual. Like that was that had to have been like some sort of like a transsexual situation.
John's having a hard time trying to get. Hold on. Let me get my big clit out of the way so you can put your dick in my vagina.
Let me lift this up.
It looks like a car wreck on a one-way street.
Oh my God.
You know, nothing. I've never really run into anything that was that big or that intimidating.
And you would run into it, a big boof.
Yeah, no, car wreck on a one-way street. I've never, thigh lights, the whole thing, all new to me.
Bubble butts.
That picture with the cash and prizes, I can't deal with that. Because that's like, because what that is, the only thing that reminds me of is like a buddy of mine in the locker room, like telling me like, hey dude, come here really quick. And he's got his like balls out. I'm like, fuck you. And then we would just punch each other. It's just not like that. Not like,
hey man.
But yeah, so. Oh, I'm drinking this Francis Connor. It's a great beer. You already finished yours, didn't you?
Yeah, a while ago.
We got the whole internet at our disposal.
It's amazing.
I need junk food.
Junk food?
Internets. The internets.
What kind of junk food do you like, Terry?
Fucking anything that comes in a...
He'll eat anything. Anything.
Anything. Anything you can microwave. Anything you can throw in a toaster oven.
So hummus is out. You're not. You don't want that anymore.
No, I was just saying I should be craving because normally, I crave garbage 24/7, and now that I'm depressed right now, because most people Most people eat garbage when they're depressed.
Why are you depressed?
Because I'm having man issues. I'm man problems. My chosen person, who I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with, told me it's never going to happen. And didn't see that coming. And he told me this 30 minutes after I took a hit of LSD. So it's probably one of the...
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't... Wow. Yeah. When was this?
This was late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. About 5 a.m. Sunday morning. After we tore apart his porch swing to start a fire in the backyard. Something romantical.
I would just wait. If did he take it too?
Well, of course.
If there was an LSD experience that was about to take place, you're right on the edge of diving in after 30 minutes of taking it.
Probably not the best.
Probably time. Just wait that out.
Yeah.
So you're saying I shouldn't throw away my electric toothbrush just yet?
I don't know. You do whatever you want, man, but wouldn't get super depressed about it. I was sick for a day, so I have my bedroom probably looks the same as yours because I have there's wrappers of shit that whenever you're sick or whatever, you have there's a bowl of salsa that's you've used all the salsa
right,
that's dried
it's
in
dry,
there.
Yeah.
I've got that.
Yeah.
And then I've got a glass of milk up here and then a bag of chocolate chip cookies over there and an empty bag of Doritos with another bowl because I made tomato soup and I like to put Cool Ranch Doritos in my tomato soup.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
That is good.
So I have two bowls in my bed right now.
Yeah. I kind of did that.
Fucking
that
love
same
Cool Ranch Doritos in my tomato soup.
Well, yeah, that sounds good. I haven't eaten Doritos in fucking forever.
Dorito tacos are the best.
I don't know, man.
I am so excited for the fucking Cool Ranch Dorito taco.
What? Are they doing that?
Yeah,
no,
that's what
Magsy
said.
No, they're not. Hold on a second. We're looking this up. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Cool Ranch. What if they did?
Was never a Cool Ranch person.
What if they did? Because, Doritos did the taco flavor or they did the Taco Bell Doritos. What if they do Taco Bell Dorito?
Holy
tacos?
Shit.
They're doing it, aren't they?
Coming later this year, Huffington Post. Possibly by summer.
Ooh, if they can figure it out to get shell.
Get the fuck out of here.
Do you remember?
They're trying to figure it out. They're all right, Cool Ranch, by far, most widely sold Dorito ever. Why didn't they do this 10 years ago?
I don't know. Just got an email.
I was like, what's that? Bling! Yeah, what is there to figure out? If they can make a fucking Dorito taco, why? What's that?
Do you guys remember 3D Doritos?
Oh, hell yeah. I love 3D Doritos.
Yeah, it was just
Doritos.
A puffy Dorito.
Frankie Muniz was the spokesperson.
It was like a Funyun, or it was like a Bugle, but it tasted like a Dorito.
Yeah,
that's right.
I love Bugles. And Funyuns.
I hate Funyuns.
And Munchos.
I love Munchos.
Yeah, so Sunday was my first official day where everybody knew I was depressed. And Maggie shows up at the bar that I work out with custard cup ice cream. And then my other friend shows up with a bag of Funyuns.
Sweet.
We just bought you some snacks.
You guys remember the Clear Pepsi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1990.
Clear Pepsi.
The commercial with the...
Ride. Just enjoy the ride. Don't need a reason why.
That was Jump.
Everything's all... Oh, I'm just singing the Britney Spears Pepsi commercial.
Oh, I didn't know that she did one.
Oh, God, yeah.
Nicki Minaj just did one.
What if perfectly smooth skin...
Shut the fuck up.
What is Veet?
Veet is a cream that is applied to an area that you wish to rid of hair.
Like your whisker biscuit?
Like your whisker biscuit.
Does it work down there?
Wouldn't that burn the hell out of your clit?
It doesn't. The hair is too thick. too coarse.
Hey, Head and Shoulders.
Oh, God. How many hair commercials do we have to see to see a Pepsi fucking commercial?
I don't know. It's the worst.
Jesus Christ. It's a Pepsi commercial. That's the advertisement. It should be sponsored by Pepsi.
Yeah, not Head and Shoulders.
Not Head and Shoulders.
Hi, you guys. Huge news. Nicki.
Let's just watch that guy.
Minaj Pepsi commercial is officially coming out this Monday. I am so excited. She is joining quite a big cast, from Michael Jackson to Britney Spears. It's really
it's
like
not a cast.
He's going to talk about this for a minute and 46
culture,
seconds.
Not that this needed to do that, but it definitely is going to help. So that's awesome. Make sure you guys comment, subscribe, check back. Definitely
check back.
Much more updates about the commercial as
much
it comes
more.
Out. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
He's going to text us later?
I guess.
He doesn't have my number. That's ridiculous.
Maybe okay, that's... fuck this fucking commercial.
I know.
You guys want to head out of here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go to Facebook, search Local is Lethal and or Broads at Brunch. If you like these two people or you like... I don't think that the people that listen to your show are necessarily going to like me. I did all the cripple jokes. I don't fucking care, actually. So... If you like any of us, search us out. It's Local is Lethal and Broads at Brunch on Facebook. Subscribe using iTunes. Go to Podomatic. Check us out there. Give us reviews on iTunes. Broads at Brunch needs reviews on iTunes. Fucking do that shit. I think I just found the video for Nicki Minaj and her new Pepsi video.
Is this it?
Where's Nicki Minaj?
Is this one of her songs?
Yeah. I've been to one of those things where they fucking just
throw the tomatoes.
It's like, what a waste.
It's sugar water, people.
Oh my god, she just went bankrupt. That was Betsy Johnson.
Everything's frozen and
here
they're running
is.
Through it.
Here she is. She's going to show up. Right there she is.
That's what she looks like?
Yeah, she's terrifying.
Now, they were dumping down a cooler like they dump out shit at the Super Bowl. Oh, there you go. See, all that happened in a moment. Now they're jumping into the crowd. They did her wink. Live for now. They did her wink with the sound of a can opening. That was kind of interesting. But, yeah, whatever. It's not really that great. Okay. Yeah, I already did the plugs. So, everybody fucking turn this off. Do something else.